From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. There is a public open house Thursday at the Del Norte County Fairgrounds where the results of a risk assessment for the Last Chance Grain Project will be released. That's the coastal stretch of U.S. Highway 101, 4 miles south of Crescent City in Del Norte County, known for its susceptibility to landslide activity. The document will help Caltrans narrow down long-term solutions for the area. Using 3D enhanced technology and other methods, they analyzed the geological conditions of proposed alternate routes inland and compared those routes to the option of making major upgrades to the existing alignment. The meeting runs from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Nearly 16 pounds of pot, just under 2 grams of methamphetamine, the take in a drug bust. A Humboldt County Sheriff's deputy on patrol spotted a suspicious vehicle parked under the Van Dusen Bridge on the River Access Road. Upon approaching the vehicle, deputies found two women inside. Both had active felony warrants for their arrest. During a search of the vehicle, they uncovered the drugs. 41-year-old Shayla Hofflick of Riverbank arrested, booked for felony warrants out of Mendocino County. Also, 37-year-old Laura Mayas of Redway was cuffed and booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. No arrests made, but the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Drug Enforcement Unit did serve a search warrant in the area of Pilot Ridge near Holm Creek as a result of citizen complaints about illegal pot growing there. Deputies investigated one parcel which did not possess nor was in the process of getting a commercial cannabis permit with Humboldt County. Deputies eradicated just under 1,000 growing marijuana plants. They also seized 3 firearms. A special workshop's being held by Fortuna City Council today at City Hall. On the agenda, lawmakers plan to discuss awarding the contract for Hillside Creek Flood Control Engineering Services. The work there consists of channel widening and culvert replacements along 1,400 feet of the Hillside Creek to improve capacity up to the 100-year storm. The Governor's Office of Emergency Services approved the city's Hazard Mitigation Grant Program application, total project budget of just under $2.5 million. The North Coast People's Alliance is holding an event to talk about local elected boards and committees that have seats coming up this November. It's happening Tuesday, July 24th, 4 to 7 p.m. at Sirens Song Tavern, 325 2nd Street in Eureka. The boards that will be discussed include the Humboldt Community Services District, the Humboldt Bay Harbor Commission, the McKinleyville Community Services District, and all local city councils. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.